Bank of Cardiff, this is Soraya.
Soraya, this is John Odish.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. So, before I fax that in,
yeah.
I need to know, that gets faxed in today before 5.
Uh-huh.
How long does it take for you guys to fund it?
Fine. Yeah, I just actually sent you an email too because I think I was at lunch and I came back and I responded to your email. So basically what would happen is I would then send it into the underwriter, and their time zone is different than ours, so it's already past 6 over there.
Yeah.
So he would get it tomorrow morning, and I'm working directly with him. So usually with repeat customers, it is a faster process.
Yeah.
That being said, like once he gets it, he just lets me know if he needs anything else. If he doesn't, he just needs to do the merchant call with you, and then that would wrap it up. But sometimes they might ask for something else. It's a little bit slightly out of my hands once I send it to him. But since you're a repeat customer and you're already gone through and you're in our system and such, it's usually a relatively quick process with funding with repeat customers. So I would do everything I could to make it go quick. I just don't want to shout out a number to you, like a date, and guarantee it when, you know, he might ask me, he might need to call your landlord for a verification. And then it, depending on if we can get a hold of the landlord, that might slow things down. So it's a little bit, just depends. And the best thing to do is just after you send me the documents, I would just kind of be available tomorrow if I need to ask you for anything else. But, you know, it should be relatively quick.
Okay. So, again, a day, two, three.
Yeah, it's usually not more than 24 to 48 hours. And, you know, usually when it's new customers, we have to send it through like a bigger system. But since you're already a customer of ours, I'm working directly with the underwriter. So it should be, that usually helps things to go a little quicker. But again, it's just going to depend. I just got to get it to him as soon as I can. And then he'll get it tomorrow morning and he'll let me know, you know, if he needs, sometimes they might say, hey, I need to see the month-to-date bank statement, or they might say, hey, I need the landlord contact. It just depends on the file. And like I said, since you're already in the system, they might have everything they need. I would just advise if you want to fund fast, just get the docs to me as quick as you can, and then I will get them to him, and he will get them, you know, I'll send them tonight, and then he'll have them in the morning when he comes in.
Okay. Now, what if I wanted to go to, like, a different bank account? Is that okay, or
you wanted to switch bank accounts, like where the funds went to?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't honestly, if you're okay to just move forward the way we are, you could always change where the payments come from, like later when you contact, like I can give you the customer service number and they can work with you on that. If we do switch that information around now,
just where the deposit goes to.
Okay. Yeah, they always want to deposit the same account they're going to be collecting the payments from.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions I can answer for you?
So how do I fill out this paper?
let me pull it up. Hold on 1 second.
Because it's very confusing.
Yeah, it's a lot of pages, but it just kind of, they tend to be a little longer depending on, you know, the state location and such. So, but a lot of it's just, you know, most of it's pretty standard. And a lot of it's only if you were to actually, like, not pay. It's covering all the bases if they needed to go to collections. But basically on the first page, let's see. Good to initial the pages if you don't mind, like initialing the bottom. That way they know you read them.
On the bottom.
Yeah, I would just do your initials on each page. That way, they know you've read them. And then it looks like on page 10, that's where a sig. Yeah. And I'm thinking we may need to go and fill in the account information as well and just have you do that on the first page. Let me just see real fast. All right, so we submitted the Chase account to get the approval.
I'm sorry?
Your Chase bank account ending in 42701, that was the account that we used, correct?
Let me go back.
Sure.
Where are you at?
Okay. So
on page one.
On page one, it says about on section D, bank name, account number, and routing number.
Yeah.
We submitted to get this approval, Chase bank account, the JP Morgan Chase Bank. I have the account number. So we would want to put that account on the docs because that matches what we submitted.
Okay, so what account number do you have?
I have zero, well, actually, it probably just starts with the 3.
3080142701.
Yep, that's it. And then for the routing number, I don't have that. We may...
I got it.
Okay. It might be good if you send me a voided check, too, because I think since we did an MCA last time, I might not have a voided check for this account on file.
3222-71627. Okay.
And then do you know the routing number for that account?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and then I would fill that in, and then just...
Okay, what else?
And then on page two, I would put a phone number there. I see the email address at the top. I just don't see a phone number. So whatever the best number is for you.
Okay, what else?
So just initial, keep going, initial, keep going. It looks like the next place to sign, just I would just initial these pages, and then the next place to sign would be page 10, I believe. So page 10 is going to have the bottom where you just sign.
Authorized signature?
Yep.
Okay. And so versus borrow signature, okay.
Yeah, so just authorized signature. And then the next page, you're going to want to sign again, the middle where it says guarantor signature above your name.
Okay.
And then after that, the next page just talks about the prepayment addendum. So after 90 days, if you want to pay the loan off out of pocket, you get a 6% discount. So that's basically all that's saying. So then you just sign that you read that whenever you're ready on the next page where it says borrower signature.
Okay.
And then guarantor. So you're both the authorized signer and then also the guarantor. So if you just sign twice on that page.
Okay.
And then print your name. And
where is print your name?
Actually, I don't think you have to print your name because
no,
it's already filled in. Yeah.
Authorized.
Yeah, we're good there. Okay, and then let's see. The next page is just tenant authorization. So this is something where if they need to do a landlord reference, they just want to be able to call the landlord to verify that basically you've been paying the business rent location monthly payment. Do you rent property for the business?
Yeah, it's my spouse, so.
Oh, perfect. So if you just put, if you just sign there, and then maybe put the name of the person, and then the rent amount, fine. And then so that they have a contact so they can call tomorrow just to verify that the payments are current.
Okay, so what do you want here?
It's a tenant name on lease. You don't have to just put for section two, name of person who signed lease for tenant. Let's see. You don't really have to put that there. I would just put the rent amount and the contact on here.
So
just
rent amount.
Under section 5, and then the contact, like who they call, like the name and phone number.
Where is that at?
Doesn't have a set spot for that, but if you just put next to rent amount, I would just put the rent amount, I would put like landlord contact, LL contact, the name and the phone number. Just because that's really what's important on here.
Okay. I just put rent amount and the phone number.
Phone number and then who the name of the person is they're calling.
I just put contact.
Perfect.
And the name. And then what about print name and signature? Who do you want?
You can put your name there, your name and signature. It's just authorizing you, giving them permission to contact the landlord.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and then that's it. So the only other thing I want to check and see is if I have a voided check and driver's license on file for you, because those are two things that are always needed whenever we fund a loan. And I might not have one for I don't think I have a voided check, but I might have a driver's license. Let me just check your last file.
You should.
Okay, hold on. Voided check. Let's see what this is. Yep, you're right, I do. Okay, I have the driver's license and voided check. So that is everything. And you can go ahead and send those in to me, and then I'll just take a look, and then I'll send them to the underwriter. If I see anything that we need differently, I'll call you back.
So you have the voided check and the license?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to fax this over to you?
Yes.
All right.
And you have the fax number?
2340177.
Yep, 888. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'll keep an eye out for that. I'll let you know when I get it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.